My love, he was as brave a man as ever Scotland bred, descended from a Highland clan, a cater to his trade. No woman then, or womankind, had ever greater joy than we two when we lodged alone, I and my Gilderoy. First when I and my love met, with joy he did me crown. He gave me a new petticoat, and then a tartan gown. No woman then, or womankind, had ever greater joy than we two when we lodged alone, I and my Gilderoy. Gilderoy was a bonny boy when he went to the glen. He had silk stockings on his legs and roses in his shoon. No woman then, or womankind, had ever greater joy than we two when we lodged alone, I and my Gilderoy. When Gilderoy went to the wood, he oft times catched the fat. Into the desert as he went, scarce wonder spelled a cat. But if he were as stout as Wallace White, and tall as Damahoy, he'd never miss to get a clout from my love Gilderoy. When Gilderoy and I was young, we was brought up together, and we were scarce 7 years old when the one did love the other. Our fathers and our mothers both, they thought of us great joy, and longed to see the wedding day twixt me and Gilderoy. Till it fell once upon a time, they catched him like a thief, and tied his hands behind back, which was to me much grief. 3 gallons large of iscaby they drank to my love's foy, and into Edinburgh they have ta'en my gallant Gilderoy. Pox upon you English laws, that hangs a man for gear, either for catching gower you, or stealing horse or mare. Had not the laws been so strict, I'd never lost my joy. But now he's gone whom I loved best, I mean my Gilderoy. And now he is in Edinburgh town, 'twas long ere I came there. They hanged him upon a pin, and he was wagged in the air. His relics they were more esteem than Scanderbeg at Troy. I never loved to see the face that gazed on Gilderoy.